You can't hear Bryson's computer thing, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What is this on the screen? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Kendra
and Nicole.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. This is episode 79. So we are getting up there with episodes. So if this is your first time listening, make sure you go back and listen to all of our previous episodes so you can get caught up and kind of like get to know us a little bit. We're just going to jump right in because we missed out on last week. We had spring break with our kids and getting our schedules together. It just was not going to work out. So we decided to just come back and let you guys know about how all that went and everything like that. So, Nicole, how was your break?
Listen, my break was so fun. First and foremost, I ran into a listener during the break.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Markeisha.
Hey, girl.
First of all, I just want to say thank you for listening to the pod. When I was, as soon as I left, I text Kendra, like, I cannot believe I just ran into a listener.
Yeah.
And when she said she listened to the pod, I was just struck, like, you know, it's an experience to like run into somebody that listens to the pod, you know?
Right, for sure.
And so shout out to you. Thank you for listening to the pod.
Hey,
sorry,
girl,
for not saying that in the moment. I was like struck, like, oh my goodness.
Right. No, it does. It always catches me off guard too. If I run into somebody and they're like, oh, I just listened to an episode. And I'm like, oh, really? You be listening? Thanks, girl. Like, it always helps to keep us pushing and keep us going when we hear from you guys. So that's why we always ask for you to leave comments or leave a rating and review. Let us know how we are doing because we've been doing this for a while now. So we would love to hear from you guys. So if you're listening, make sure you leave a rating or review wherever you're listening. If it's on YouTube, hey, y'all, leave a comment. And yeah, just let us know.
Yeah. So that was a fun way. That was fun during the break. And third, when I ran into her, I noticed I made a mental note because I always say on this pod, right? Like, I just be out here going to Target looking any kind of way.
Right.
But this is like the third friend of Kendra's I have ran into. And I have vowed to not go into public anymore. Look at a mess, okay? My feet was ashy. Like, I was.
Oh my God.
I was out there and I was like, Nicole, this is the last time.
You're a public figure now, girl.
Clearly. All of Kendra's 20 million friends, okay?
Oh gosh.
All right. And then that same day, I got so lucky. My sangria that I've been waiting for to come back in stock came back in stock.
I still need to try it. You need to send it to me so I can try it. Like, I don't know which one it is.
Yes. You know, I'm going to send you a photo when I get home. But my sangria is everything. And finally was in stock. Come Friday, my husband ends up taking the kids to Dave & Buster's. Mm. And me and Rai, we stayed home, put her to sleep, drank some wine.
Yes.
Just living, okay? Come Saturday. Cleaning the house, drinking wine, listening to podcasts, drinking wine.
More wine.
The kids went and saw Mario Brothers with their dad. I just stayed home with Rai, drank more wine.
I love it. That sounds like the perfect weekend.
Yeah, I was having a blast. And then come Sunday, we've been really wanting to like put our foot down and find a church home. Mm-hmm. And our kids, my husband's schedule's been all over the place, so we haven't been able to like go visit churches because I really don't want to go by myself with three kids, okay?
Right, yeah, that's too much.
And we really wanted to go to church on Easter Sunday. We really wanted to go, and we were like, you know what? We can't. We cannot take these three kids for the first time and go three of us.
Yeah, Easter's chaotic too.
It's too chaotic. So we're excited. We were so excited for Easter. What else did we do? On Easter, we just kind of watched church from home and then ate lunch as a family at my mom's house.
Nice.
And then was so happy to get those kids ready to go back to school.
Honey. I'm gonna wait my turn, but yes, Lord.
It was time.
Yeah.
And I had 2 weeks back to back. So it was like
because your kids were on different schedules.
Yeah. So I was ready. They were ready. Mm-hmm. And it was a time. But yeah, that's how my weekend went. What about you, Kendra?
So my kids were on spring break as well, but we had an interesting scenario because my husband was out of town for the entire spring break. So, you know, but we love that for him because he was doing some amazing things with his business. So proud of him. But so we knew that was going to be taking place. So the weekend of right when spring break started, we decided to take a trip to San Diego, but it was a little chaotic because my older brother is getting married soon and his fiance had her bridal shower that Saturday. So normally when we go to San Diego or something, we would leave like Friday evening or after school and then head out. Mm-hmm. But I knew I had to attend the bridal shower. So I went to the bridal shower, then drove home. I had packed everything up. My husband had everything by the door. So as soon as I got home, we put the stuff in the car and headed to San Diego. We kind of did plan this trip last minute. Normally for spring break, we would go to like Palm Desert, Palm Springs or something. But we wanted to like switch it up. So we decided that we wanted to go to the beach. So we were like, oh, let's do a cute little beach house. I'm not a huge fan of Airbnb. I normally am a resort hotel type of girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, let's do a little beach house. Everything looked nice on the pictures. Great location. You're supposed to walk out the door right to the beach, right?
Right.
Okay, so we get there. My husband, he goes to check out the place. He's like, everything looks cool, except for the fact that we thought it was going to be on the bottom floor.
Oh.
We did not know it was a condo type situation. So there was another group of people on the bottom, and then we had to go upstairs to the top. Now, the whole reason why you would get a beach house is for the, I don't know, can you hear that feedback? I hear feedback.
Mm-mm, I don't hear it.
Okay. For like the patio area. So the plan was, you know, we're going to barbecue. We told my husband's cousins to come because they live in the area. Like, yeah, we're going to barbecue. We bought all this food, all these groceries. And then we get there and there's a group of young Caucasian males downstairs on the patio area that we thought was going to be our patio. But it was a shared patio. And they were blowing trees, as I should say.
Wait, do you go through the same entry door or separate?
No, living? So it's separate entry doors, but it's a shared balcony or area. Okay. Like not a balcony, but like a porch type area where the grills were. So it is a two-story condo, basically, or like it's the bottom floor was one unit and there's another unit upstairs. Mm-hmm. But you walk through the same entry gate, you know, kind of like a duplex.
Yeah.
Walk through the same gate. And when you walk through that gate, you have a table here and a table here. There's a grill over here and there's a grill over here, but there's no partition. There's nothing separating it. So imagine this group of guys that's blowing trees right next to us and our kids. Like, just picture that the next day at the beach. Like, that would have been a mess. Like, they were shotgunning beers. Like, they were having a great time. But the issue was, in the description, it did not say anything about a shared anything. So, the night before, you know, they send you all the extra details or whatever. And so, on the way there, we're reading the details. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's the top unit. And we're like, okay, that's weird. Then they're like, the laundry is a shared laundry space with the bottom unit. It's downstairs in the garage behind the unit, whatever. Then the parking is like, you get one parking space. So we're like, okay, at this point, we're just like, okay.
We're here.
We're here. it looks nice. Like when you go inside, all the bedding was clean. Everything was clean and nice. The building was a little bit older, so I didn't really like that part. And then Kendon went to go use the bathroom and he turned the light on and it was like, and so then he turned the light off and the noise was still going on. I was like, oh Lord, no Jesus. Then we were completely turned off when we walked up and we had to smell that smell because we're like, we're here with our kids. And you know, if somebody is doing that downstairs, where does the smell go? Up. So it's already just feeling off. And so then the straw that broke the camel's back, we're supposed to be assigned parking. If you know anything about a beach city, parking is terrible.
Horrible. Why we agreed
to go to this place was because parking was included. So we go to the assigned parking spot. Somebody is parked there. We contact the Airbnb host, let them know somebody is in our parking spot. He says, oh, it must be from somebody in the bottom unit. He's like, I'm trying to contact them. No one is answering. What I can do is give you a $50 refund for the parking, and you're going to have to find street parking. So my husband is like, he's already over it. We're both already over it, but we're like, we told the kids that we were going to have a beach house. You know, this is about the kids, whatever. My husband drives around for like 30 minutes looking for parking, cannot find parking anywhere. The Airbnb host is just kind of like, I'll give you $100. This is a beach house in San Diego. So, you know, we paid a pretty penny for this unit. And for nothing, for the accommodations that we signed up for to not be available to us was just completely unacceptable. So he's like, my husband is like, listen, babe, start looking for a hotel.
just start looking.
So mind you, he had already taken all of our stuff upstairs by himself because the parking spot, which was unavailable, was like around the corner from the unit. So we had to park in the alley. I had to stay in the car with the kids while he took everything by himself. So everything that we just put in there, he brought back to the car. I got on my little Marriott Bonvoy app, booked us a hotel in the gas lamp, and we went to the hotel.
He was like, look, the valet's around the corner. Don't play.
Girl, I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. By that time, it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We had to get the kids fed. Like, all of our food is in the car. Mind you, we got food to cook. And we're going to a hotel. So I had to find a hotel that at least had a refrigerator.
Yeah.
So I forgot. I think we stayed at the Marriott Courtyard. And so they had a refrigerator. So we were able to, like, salvage some of the food. Some of the food we just couldn't salvage or whatever because it's a small, like, mini fridge. But all in all, everything worked out the way it was supposed to. Yeah. My cousins came to where we were, and they were like, oh, we're going to take you guys to a better beach. It was so nice. The beach that we went to was so nice. I'm going to ask you about it later because I think it might be the one that you was telling me about.
Yeah.
But it felt so private. Like, nobody was in the area where we were.
Okay.
The kids had a ball. Like, my cousin, or it's my husband's cousin, but I say my cousin too. Anyway, they brought all of their kids. They brought kites. And, like, we just had, like, snacks for the- I mean, it was just a beautiful day. So I just say all that to say, like, sometimes stuff happens, but it happens the way it's supposed to happen because we had the best day with the family, like, you know.
Yeah.
And the next day we went to breakfast and everything, and then the rest of the week, so that following day we after we came back home, my husband had to leave out of town.
Wait, so did you guys ever go back to the beach house?
No. We didn't go back to the beach house. We canceled the thing and we petitioned with Airbnb to try to get our money back. So that's still pending. But my husband was like, we're not staying here. Like, this is not. And then the way the guy was not trying to be accommodating at all. He literally did not care. They had certain rules that were supposed to be in place that were not being enforced,
right?
Like, with the noise and everything. Like, I'm not normally, if I was just there with my friends, I wouldn't trip,
right?
But I'm here with my kids. Like, my kids, we picked a place that was supposed to be family friendly,
right?
And family friendly means that we're not smelling reefer all night and hearing music and, like, people shotgunning beers and, like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It was just like, okay, what is really happening? Like,
yeah. And no, you're
messing with that.
I know your husband too. It's like, look, I got it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I was. He texted me. He said, "Babe, just book a hotel." And I was like, "I'm already looking for one," because I could hear in his voice that he was like, "No, we're not staying here."
And so
we just went ahead and went to the hotel, which was the best decision. We were completely comfortable when we got there. It felt right. You know, like the vibe was off in that place. Like, it was just, I'm happy that he said get a hotel, because I sure didn't want to stay there. I was just like, I just felt uncomfortable. Like, I couldn't explain it, but the vibe was just weird. So it sucked though, because the location was great. Literally, you walk out the door onto the beach. It was perfect. And I always say, like, I was saying too, like, all things always happen for a reason, because it was a 3-bedroom house. So we had invited like other families to come, but nobody was available. And I'm happy nobody was available, because it would have been worse if we had all these people with us.
that would have been.
Ooh. Yeah. Like, if you're, because I actually had invited Nicole, but they couldn't make it. But if her family was there with us, like, it would have just been a lot more chaotic, you know? So I just feel like everything happened for a reason. Like, it is what it is at this point, but we still had a great time. And the hotel that was
so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And the hotel that we stayed at, they had like a rooftop where you could look and watch. So we watched all of like the cruise ships take off.
Okay.
And Kendon was like, look, there's the Disney cruise. And so it was just fun. Like, we had a good time. Like, we walked around. Like, San Diego is such a beautiful place. Like, how you cannot not have fun there.
No, you can't. There's a hotel out there where on the rooftop there's like a pool, and in the summer they have movies on the rooftop, and they have like tennis courts, and it's just like, and
then, oh wow,
the restaurant is like on the water, and it's just,
see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I said the next time we want to do something like a beach house, we're just gonna get a beachfront hotel.
Yeah,
because even the beach that we went to, I forget the name of it, they had a hotel there. That's where we ended up using the bathroom at. That was literally right on the beach.
I think I know where you were, because I was gonna say they have an actual, there's one hotel, and I can't think of the name right now. I don't know why I can't think of it, but there's one hotel where they actually have villas on the sand.
Yeah, that one didn't have villas on the sand, but they had like basically like the sand was right here. This was the wall to their restaurant.
Okay.
And then you could like walk up the walkway, and then like right next to the restaurant, there were like hotel rooms. You could just walk right out of your door and walk onto the beach.
So
I was just like, well, we could have, you know, gone somewhere like here. So like, the more you know. But we had a great time, and then we came back, and I tried to keep the kids entertained while my husband was gone. So we went to the trampoline park, actually had like a little mommy day. My neighbor and her kids came, and a friend from church. And then when my husband got back, we like went to the mall, and like where Victoria Gardens did like the little train, and like ate lunch and everything. And then you guys know Easter just took place last weekend too, so we had a great Easter. It's also my grandmother's birthday, so we had a really busy, jam-packed week. Like, we had a huge birthday dinner for her. Easter was great. So we had a great time. I cannot complain. Today was a doozy. I had a great week last week, but today was a doozy. Last night and today, all I'm going to say is, y'all, I lost all my photos and videos off my phone. Every single last one of them. So y'all pray for me that I can recover them, because if you know me, you know I'm a historian. I take pictures and videos of everything. Everything I just told y'all about for our spring break, gone.
It was just wild.
Gone. Thank God I'm a vlogger, and I got a lot of that footage right here on my Canon. Okay, so I'm grateful for that. But, you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason. We just gonna leave it at that.
And that's how you know you've made it as a creator. Okay? when you lose all your footage. I feel like that's in every creator story. They'll be like,
oh yeah, it's definitely happened on YouTube. Like, that happened last week too. I did a whole car chat and lost all of the footage, and I had to finesse it. But that's happened before with like SIM card or SD cards and stuff like that, uploading vlog footage. But on my phone, it was not only just that, like it was stored back to factory settings. So I had to like find all my apps again, try to remember logins for stuff, reset everything. Like, it was just like, I didn't sleep last night. Like, it was terrible. But life happens, things happen. I feel much better about it right now than I did 2 hours ago. Yeah. So it is what it is.
And it makes good for a good thumbnail for the week.
Oh yeah, my title of my vlog is probably gonna be "I lost everything."
Yeah, good.
It is dramatic though, because for me, like, it was I cried, like I literally cried, like not about my content stuff, but like my pictures and videos of my kids.
Right.
Like, thank God it's not everything. It was just probably stuff from like the last 3 or 4 months, but I really cherish all of those moments, like with my kids. So that like made me really sad. But, you know, we thank God we have time to build more memories and take more pictures.
Okay. Thank goodness.
That's what I got to tell myself.
To keep going. You got to tell yourself something to keep going.
Got to keep it going. But yeah, so let's move on to our mama moments. Do you have a mama moment this week?
Listen, last week, okay, me and Araya were just at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she, okay. My husband is out with the kids, right? My husband is out with the older kids. They're at the movies or something, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I told you guys, they were at the movies or they're Dave and Buster something, right?
Right.
And Araya keeps looking out the window and she's mm-hmm. like, "Dad, dad, dad." Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, is she like, I'm starting to freak out because she's having like starts talking really, really fast. And uh-huh. she's saying, "Dad, dad." And she's talking really, really fast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I start freaking out because you know how people say, like, sometimes when people pass, younger people can see them or feel them or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, is my husband okay? Are my kids okay? What's going on? And mm-hmm. she's just talking out the window, "Dad, dad, dad."
Right.
And then I'm like, oh my goodness. So then she jumps off the couch because she's looking out the window when she's saying this, okay?
Right.
She's looking out the window into the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
She gets off the couch and she wants to go in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
She goes in the backyard and she's going, "Dad, dad, dad." And she starts putting her arms out like this to like hug.
And he's not there?
No. She puts out her arms to hug. And she's uh-huh. like trying to hug and she goes, "Dad, dad, da, 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 dad, dad." And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is my daughter seeing a ghost? What is going on? She's yeah. trying to hug somebody.
Right.
And I start like tripping. I'm not even drinking wine at this point. Okay. I don't even know.
You're really tripping, honestly.
Because this was Friday. Yeah, this was Friday. And that's right. And then I had a drink after. Okay. So she puts her arm out. She's going, "Dad, dad, dad, da, 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 dad, dad." And I'm like freaking out. I'm just still freaking out.
So what do you do?
I look
up. Was anybody out there? Nobody was out there.
Nobody was out there. So then I look up. At the top of the wall, mm-hmm. there was a cat.
So she wanted the cat. She was calling for her dad to get the cat?
I think, okay. Every time we get a cat in our backyard, we're like, "Oh, cat, 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 cat." You know the right. cat. But you know, she's not familiar with the word cat, just the few times she sees the cat. So I think she was trying to say cat, cat, cat. But I was hearing "dad, dad, dad." I was like, "Get your butt back in this house." I was like, "If you don't Back in this house. I'm like, what if the cat would have jumped out at you?
Oh my gosh. What?
Yeah, I didn't see the cat. I didn't see the cat because I'm looking at her, looking in front of her.
Right.
But on top of the wall, there was a cat.
That is hilarious. She was saying, she was trying to say cat.
And I thought she was saying,
like, what is it? She seen a ghost? Was there a picture of her daddy outside? Was somebody impersonating her daddy? Was a man in the backyard? What happened?
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, what is happening? I was freaking out.
That would have scared the bejesus out of me too.
I was scared. And then to just see that it was a cat, I'm like, what if the cat would have jumped with you putting your arms out?
Right. Oh, Lord bless the children.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my funny mama moment. What about you?
Hilarious. So I kind of mentioned it before, but my son Kendon, he lost a tooth this, I can't say it too loud. I don't want him to hear me because, yeah, so he lost his front tooth. It had been wiggling for a while, and we just waiting for the shoe to drop, right? Finally, he comes out. He hands it to me. He's like, Mom, my tooth fell out. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, we got to put it under your pillow and everything for the tooth fairy to come, everything. And he's like, he's so excited. And then, so it's like a two-part thing. So I go in the room and I'm like, where's Bryson? Like my three-year-old. So I go in the room. My three-year-old is in the closet, sleep. Knocked out, snoring. Like it was early. It was like 7:30. Knocked out, sleep, snoring. So Kendon is like, ooh, Mom, take my pictures. So he's like making funny faces next to him with his tooth missing. So that was cute. Anyway, so I'm like, dang, it's nighttime. The tooth fairy, the tooth done came out, so the tooth fairy got to come. I wonder if the tooth fairy got any cash. Tooth fairy didn't have no cash. So I'm like, what do I do? So I really hope he's not listening. His room is right there. So I'm like, sorry.
I'm like, wait.
So I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? So he has this piggy bank in the room. And I'm like, maybe we'll just make a borrow. We'll just borrow, you know? So the tooth fairy is like, you know, he's by the door. Anyways, we made it happen, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And everything was good. Everybody got paid. And mommy just got to put that money back.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, what do I do? So he got paid good. He gonna get that money back. But yeah, so... Sorry, you guys, that was a cryptic mama moment because I got like little ears at the door. But
yeah.
Also, another quick mama moment. We also went to go see the Mario movie. And I was cracking up because it's like sometimes you see your kids and you see things in them that are just like you.
Mm-hmm.
He's all into the movie. He's like, oh, this is my part, because he's seen the commercial 100 times. So he's getting all excited. He's like, oh, this is my favorite part. And so he says it with the movie, but loudly. I'm like, shh, you gotta be quiet, be at the movies. And then just throughout the whole movie, he's talking to the screen, and I'm the same way, y'all. Sorry if you don't like people that talk to the movies, but I am that girl. He's like, no, don't go there. Stop being a scaredy cat. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, kidding, you can't be talking loud in the movie theater, like, shh.
That's for home.
Right, I'm like, we are not at home, but we had a great time. It was a really good movie.
That's good to hear. My son was so excited to go see that movie too. I'm glad Dad was able to take him.
Right, yeah. We worked it out. My mom, we actually went on Easter too, because we were at my mom's house, my parents' house, and we were talking about going, and she was like, oh, you could just leave Bryson here, because Bryson's not going to sit through the movie. Yeah, And she was like, oh, you could just leave him here. So we literally, like, it starts in 30 minutes. Like, we ran to the house, picked up, because we already have movie passes. So okay. We ran to the house, picked up the passes, and went to the theater, and we made it on time. So nice. He got impatient with that, too. We've never been, like, early for a movie. So he was, there were, like, a lot of commercials. You know, the commercials before the previews. Right. He was like, oh, they need to hurry up. Like, it was a lot.
Right.
But yeah, so we're going to go ahead and move into today's topic. Now, you guys already know that we are a fan of the show Love is Blind. And yes, there has been a lot of talk about this season because so many things have happened. Like, starting from jump, a lot of things have happened on this show. We talked about it previously, about the first couple of episodes, but so much has happened since the last time we talked about it. And with these different couples, that we wanted to kind of like touch on a few things, just some things that kind of like came to our attention that we feel like are insightful and that could also help people that are in relationships or looking to be in relationships, some of the things that you should look for. Yeah, because let's just get into it, because it was a lot happening.
Okay. And just for a little note really quick, I've only seen up to episode 5. Hear me out.
Girl, she get up.
Hear me out. I have patiently been, I'm watching the show with my husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, can only watch when he can watch.
Right. So she's trying to wait for him.
I'm trying to wait, but I have seen every recap that there is.
So she basically knows what happened. So I know what happened. Chat about everything because she knows everything that happened.
Yes. And I can't wait to dive into this. Can we please start off with the whole Zach and Irina and Bliss?
Yes, we have to start out with this saga because I'm so disappointed in Bliss. We don't know each other's opinions about things yet either, guys.
Yeah, we don't know.
We're talking about this for the first time with you guys right here, right now.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, okay, first of all, the whole Irina and Zach situation, I kind of felt for him in the situation because I feel like Irina wasn't playing fair. Like, she really wanted him. She fought for him and everything in the pods. And, you know, lo and behold, she's just really immature and it's all about looks for her. Now, I'm not mad at her because do look a little scary, but you can't go on a show like this if looks matter to you. Like, for me, I would never go on a show like this because I know that if I see him and he looks like a creep, I'm not going to be able to be with him. Like, I know that about myself. No matter how good the conversation was.
Yeah, I'd go on the show, okay?
I don't know if I could do it. But you know what? Sometimes you can't tell by somebody's voice or whatever. I feel like he gave off like vibes that he was a little weird. So I don't know why Irina would even feel like she would connect with him on that level. Yeah. But I don't know for her if it was about just being on the show or if it was really about finding love, because she really played a lot of games. Like,
it was for the show.
Yeah, because first of all, she was a bully in the house with the girls, like making fun of people, just being a mean girl. She was just a flat out mean girl, her and Micah, the dynamic duo. But she was so trifling that not only did she like get into it with Bliss, I think her name is Bliss or Liz or something.
Yeah.
But not only did she get into it with her, then she goes and tries to steal her best friend in the house, man.
Listen, the way she really thought she had a chance with Paul, and then to come to find out that she touched his leg in the pool, like
that little harlot.
What is wrong with you?
But and see,
I saw an interview that they are technically still Micah or Mika, whatever her name is, and Bliss are still technically friends and. They just
Micah, you know, and Irina or Micah and Bliss?
So, I'm sorry, Micah and Irina. I'm not sorry. Okay. No. Micah and Irina are still friends. But
I mean, but Bliss was completely accurate when she told Zach that if you go with this lady,
yep,
that I have to question your judge of character, because who she is, I'm sure she's not able to hide that completely. And right. I feel like he overlooked it, and whatever it was with Bliss, I don't know, but I feel bad for her. I don't know why she's accepting him now. Like, there's no way.
Listen, after Bliss went to that little coffee date, I really thought she would never see him again.
Right. Show him your face. Let him know what he was missing out on, and go on about your business.
Because the way he sat there and told her, yeah, your voice doesn't match your looks and all of that, I was like, sir?
I think he was trying to say that as a compliment. Yeah. I think he was trying to say she sounded ugly.
Yeah. And it was a backhanded compliment, and I didn't like that. And so I was really upset to find out, to see her now trying on wedding dresses and that whole bit, like Bliss. And then, okay, the whole thing with Bliss and when Zach met her dad, and the dad was rude and all of this. And I'm like, Bliss, you ain't got no business being here in the first place.
You didn't get rude. And your dad is looking like, why you bring this creep over here staring at me looking like this, talking my ear off?
Ain't no way. Come on. Like, what are you doing?
What are we even doing here? But I don't know. I feel like in that situation, I don't know if it's for her that she wanted to continue with the show, because I'm like, do you really have a deep connection with this guy? Like, it just doesn't feel genuine.
No, not at all. I think part of it is, you're right, you should have picked me, and there's no way she's gonna say yes at the altar. She better not.
Yeah, no, she really needs to not do that. And her mama over there crying and carrying on, and I'm just like, you just want this lady to be married so bad, because he is not the one. No. I just don't feel like, I know this is a unique scenario, but I just don't feel like she should be with somebody who is like, there's a debate about whether this is a second best type of situation because of how everything was set up. But to me, there's no debate in that.
Yeah.
Like, you had all of who I was. You know, this is how the experiment was supposed to work. Right. And you did not choose me. And I said out of my own mouth that if you choose this other person, you have a bad judge of character. And he did that, which means he has a bad judge of character. And why are you still giving him the benefit of the doubt? Like, to me, it's not that great. Like, he hasn't shown anything on camera, at least, that makes him, that just trumps everything that happened prior. I just don't get it.
No, not at all. So hopefully they get to the altar and Bliss just says no. I wouldn't be surprised if they got up to that altar and Zach said no, okay?
Right. I wouldn't be surprised either, because you don't know his motives. He could just want to continue out the show. Like, both of them could just want to continue the show. Exactly. I don't know. But it's a mess. Irina, I'm glad she was off my screen, though, because she was just, every time she was on the screen, the scene where they were in the pool.
Yeah.
And she got mad because they asked Kwame for a drink and he was like, or whatever. And I don't know. It's just like giving very high school, very just immature, just ugh.
And I didn't like the way she played Zach when they broke up, when she was like, you know, when I met you, I should have, you know, I knew then or whatever. And I was like, if you knew then, you know.
She knew from the moment she saw him, she didn't want to be with him. And it showed.
It showed.
Like she said, like, I'm normally an affectionate person and I didn't have any like desire to, you weren't attracted to him.
No, not at all.
And I don't even think in the pods she was attracted to him enough to, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like.
Right.
Now let's move on to another questionable couple.
Please do.
Kwame and Chelsea.
Or shall we say Alex?
Oh, Lord. Honey, I just can't with them. It is so forced.
So forced.
It is so disingenuous. It's another situation where it's second best, because mm-hmm. Kwame really wants to be with Micah.
Yeah.
He only chose her because he, I don't know, he wanted another shot, he wanted to continue the show or whatever, but he has no interest in this girl. He never showed true, genuine interest in her.
He wanted to go to Mexico at the beginning just to see Micah. That was it.
Okay.
That was it. He just needed to see her. And the only time he lightens up is to see her. It's a mess.
Let's talk about the pool conversation. There are just certain boundaries that have to be in place. I understand y'all are on a show and everything, but at this point, you actually have a fiance.
That part.
On both of their parts, I feel like Chelsea should have held back in situations and he should have held back. Like, their body language, everything was just so magnetic.
You mean Micah?
Sorry, Micah. Yeah. I was like, are they just going to kiss in the mouth in front of everybody? Like, is it going to go down? Like, what's going to happen?
And you know what? And I don't like that she likes to play with everybody else like she wasn't into that conversation as well. Right. Like, she was very much into Kwame in that situation. And it was like she was still open to the relationship with Kwame. And she tries to play that off. And she does so well.
Like, and she immediately played him. As soon as she got back with Irina, she immediately played him.
Yeah.
And then he felt played. So now he's like, okay. Like, and poor Chelsea, she just... in La La Land, really thinking this man loved her. And I'm like, again, what is showing you?
She wanted to be in a relationship so bad.
And this is is the lesson here, ladies. This is the lesson.
This is a real lesson.
This is the real lesson. Like, we all know when somebody is into us and when they're not.
Yeah.
Whether we want to admit that or not, when somebody is showing you that they don't have any interest, you have to believe them. Like, we can't just be in La La Land and pretend like it's so great when it's not.
Right.
Like, he's clearly, he doesn't even have the same body language with you that he does with this girl. And it was right in your face.
Right in your face.
The fact that he would do that in your face tells you that he is not that into you.
And why does it always feel like Brett can see the whole play and he just be like, this ain't right over here.
Girl, he's out. That is true. He's always there to kind of like pick up the pieces.
Yeah, he's always there to kind of be like, all right, scoot along now. All right, I don't know about that. All right.
Right. But it's like, you have to pay attention to the signs. Like, she's always expressing how much she loves and cares for him. And she's so in love and she wants to do all this. And he's questioning everything. He's like, well, I don't know if I want to live over there, or I don't know about this, or I don't know about that. Kind of like laughing stuff off. But the biggest thing is what?
What?
He's using his mom as the scapegoat.
Yeah, 100%. And I was listening to this other podcast and she had me dying laughing because she was like, really, Kwame, you don't think your mom, you 36 years old or something, you don't think your mom knows that you like white women? Like, Kwame, stop it. This ain't got nothing to do with this lady being white. You just need a reason.
Yeah, and this is not like foreign for white women to be with African men. Like, that's right. Kind of common, actually.
Yeah.
But I just feel like he's really using his mom as an excuse. Like, you know you don't want to be with this lady. Stop. He probably called his mom like, hey, you know what's funny to me? Hmm. When he was on speakerphone with his mom, mm-hmm. the phone was actually on. So I know he was talking to someone, but we never heard her voice.
Yeah, they did not approve that, her sound. They did not approve what she had
to say. It was kind of like he was talking to himself, like, yes, mom. Okay, yeah, mom, I know you don't. Okay, I'm like, they doing some real good editing because it's like back to back. But I don't know. I feel like he definitely used his mom as an excuse as to why he's having reservations. But it's like, bro, you don't want to be with her.
And last but not least, these photos. Okay, so I've only like heard about everything. These photos you wanted to take, what, engagement photos 4 days before the wedding? These Bordeaux.
I have to, I, and at that part I understand because if you're going to get married, you want to do it the way that you want to do it, right? Even mm-hmm. though you're on a show. If I was in that position, I would still take engagement photos because it's not really about the engagement. It's just about
the photo,
having those memories and having those photos, you know, like, because clearly, I mean, they could post them up at the wedding, but I feel like it was more about this is something that I wanted to do when I get married.
Oh, okay.
So I do understand that standpoint, but she was just like, come on, babe, let's have some more strawberries. I was like, the whole thing was just forced. Like, mm-hmm. he didn't want to be there. It was just, it's hard to watch. Mm-hmm. Her family had me cracking.
What
happened? They got the grandma had the wine. And she was like, okay, so you probably didn't see this part because it's not that significant. But, you know, they go to each other's family's houses or whatever. And so in the interview ahead of time, he's like, yeah, I'm excited to meet her family. I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, you know, like just as, I don't know if he said loud, but like big personality. Her family all have big personalities just like her.
Mm.
So they were all excited. She's like, you guys want to see my ring? And they're like, oh, yeah. And they said his name 100 times. Okay, Kwame, what do you think, Kwame? Would you like some more Kwame? Like, they wanted him to know that they could say his name, okay?
We can say your African name, boy.
Oh, Kwame, I love that, Kwame. Now, who are we going to see, Kwame? Is your mom going to be there, Kwame? And I was like, y'all stop saying this man's name.
If you don't stop, meanwhile, Kwame's somewhere right now hanging out with SK.
Ugh, girl, I can't. I seriously can't. But he don't want that lady. He does not want her. He doesn't act like he wants her. And poor thing, she's so ready to walk down the aisle. His sister was there. She gave her a cute little purse. But I kind of feel like, well, did you already tell your sister that you didn't want to marry her too, because I feel like they would have gave her another traditional wrap or something to add to her, like her, I don't know, maybe they'll do that at the reception if they get married, I don't know, but normally, like, you do some type of wrap. We saw that with SK and Raven. Right.
See, I heard somebody say that Kwame paid, that Kwame's sister was faking and he paid her to be there.
I wouldn't doubt it because she was putting it on thick.
Yeah. Like,
you know, your brother is not finna marry this lady.
So,
like,
okay. Well, how do you think this is going to be set up at the ceremony? You think, who you think they're going to ask first? You think they're going to have Chelsea say, I do, and then Kwame say, I don't? Or what do you think? Or do you think Chelsea at the very end is going to have the balls to be like, I don't?
No, I think they're going to have Chelsea say, I do, and he's going to say, I don't.
Or do you think he's just going to go with it and say, I do?
I think he's going to use his mom as an excuse as to why he does not. That's my prediction. Now, his sister was putting it on thick. She was like, now you got me all the way out here. You better say, yeah. So I don't know. But at the same time, I feel like he's going to say no. Because he just really, I don't know if he would want to prolong it with her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He hasn't in any of his interviews expressed his love, his deep admiration or anything for her. Like, it's very surface.
I think this is my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Last minute, something gonna click.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea's gonna say, I don't.
I do not, hopefully. I hope that she does too for her own, like, you know.
Yeah. Because she got me watching this back thinking.
Ugh. Okay, so we running out of time. So let's move on to Tiffany and Brett.
Okay. First of all, I've heard all the cuteness of when Brett met her family Brett met her friends and she met his friends.
Right.
And I just thought that was just so beautiful. Like, when the friends got it, like, the friends could see
that
the relationship was genuine and real. Like, from the feedback I've heard, that so far has been kind of like my favorite part about it. Like, just to know that, you know, and the cute things that Brett says, like, I just
want to make
sure she feels seen and she feels appreciated because she made me feel so seen and appreciated. It just makes my heart like...
No, for real. Like, when I saw the scene with his friends, that really warmed my heart, because one of his friends said, you know, I see the way you look at her when she's talking, the way she looks at you when you're talking. And he was just like, it feels so genuine. Like, you can, he was like, you can see your connection. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the way you guys speak of each other, like, it warmed my heart too, because I feel like that is the genuineness that you want to see on a show like this, where you feel like, okay, well, they can actually have something, because it's deeper than like, oh, thank God she was cute, or thank God he was cute. It was like they kept that connection going from the pods, like in real life. And I'm pretty sure they did say, thank God we're attracted to each other. But they've had their moments too, you know. And what I really loved, because this was so relatable, when she was stressed out about the wedding, like just planning everything, and she's like, my mom, and da da da, and he just literally hugged her. Aww. He didn't try to fix the problem. He didn't try to like tell her it's gonna be okay, or he just literally hugged her, let her cry, let her talk. And that is, in those moments, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need. Because I don't need you to fix it. I already know what I'm going to do.
Because this stuff is going to happen. I'm going to be stressed. Like, it's just the way it goes. So he just bear hugged her and, like, just let her get it all out. I was just like, that is so beautiful. So the only little hiccup I feel like they had was when it came to finances. I feel like she did question his spending, because he has a lot of nice things, a lot of techie things or whatever, and they live very differently. Like, she had a roommate, he lives alone, and he has like a high rise, and you know, he has all these different things. It shows she's, in her mind, she's thinking about like, well, I hope he ain't just a big spender and like is blowing through his money or whatever. But I think they just live two different lifestyles, and she just didn't really understand, like, he's a single guy. Like, where else is he going to spend his money on? Like, doesn't mean he doesn't have savings. Doesn't mean he doesn't have investments. You know, but he also said, I'm like, girl, you ain't listening. He was like, yeah, as long as you like the building, we can get a 2 or 3 bedroom. I don't mind getting that for us.
Yeah. Okay. I heard about that. And I was
listening. Pay attention.
Because I heard she was in his house calling everything bougie. Like, this is.
Yeah. She was calling him bougie bread. And she asked him, what's the most expensive thing?
She was at you.
She was. And I think she just didn't understand. Like,
she didn't understand.
He, like I said, their lifestyles are different. She has a roommate. Like, he lives here alone, and yeah, he has a lot of nice stuff, but it ain't like he can't afford it.
Yeah.
Like, he's a designer for Nike. Yeah. Like,
and this is Seattle. It's way more affordable.
Right. And she was like, oh, what's the most expensive like item, or how much you spent or whatever? I think he said like $1,500 on luggage. And he was like, aside from tech stuff, because tech stuff is expensive. Right. And he's like, maybe like $1,500 on luggage. She's like, and I'm like, girl, you don't have like one designer thing that you spent money on? Like,
yeah,
you know, and at his age, he works hard. He doesn't have any children. I think you have to kind of like take all those things into account before you kind of like judge someone.
Yeah.
Because you don't know his investment portfolio. Like, right. He's into tech stuff. Like, he might have, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be counting a man pockets. But I think she did ask him in an appropriate way. Like, I think she said something like, are you comfortable? Or like, I don't know. I forgot how she specifically asked him, but I don't think it was too invasive in how she asked him. Mm-hmm. But kind of behind the scenes, she was judging him.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you don't want it to turn into a thing where, I think this was on Married at First Sight with, I think her name was Mirla and the other guy, but she had a lot of designer stuff and her husband kept poking at her about it. And it became so annoying that she didn't even want to be with him. So as long as she kind of like talks through it with him, And in these type of scenarios, like, I feel like you just got to talk about stuff. Yeah. Like, ask the right questions, make sure, you know, it's appropriate, because it's like, if you are going to get married, you do need to know how people spend.
Yeah.
And you do need to know, like, you know, is this a habit that you have to purchase something every week that's expensive, or, you know, do you have a budget for this, or, you know.
Yeah. That's definitely good to know. But we know they're going to get to the altar and say yes.
They better. They tried to give us a little.
Yeah. In the preview, they try to throw us off.
I was trying to think of what would be a reason why they would say no. I think the only reason I don't see him saying no at all. Mm-mm. I think for her, the only thing that might get in her way is fear.
Yeah.
Because I think everything is aligning the way that she wants it, but it could be scary to, you know, you hear stories like this where it's like too good to be true, or, you know, everything's aligning too perfectly. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for that or whatever. Like, you know, people could get cold feet because it just seems like
too perfect. Yeah.
I hope she doesn't let that stop her.
I can see her getting cold feet, but I can see her pushing through.
Yeah. I think they're going to definitely get married, and I see good things for them, because the way they communicate with each other and the way that they, I feel like they're just genuinely like connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they really both want it.
Yeah. And I do even feel like I could see them trying to throw us off and them deciding that we like each other so much that we really want to get like married.
That could be a scenario too, where they're like, we're not getting married on the show. We're going to keep dating and get married later or whatever.
Yeah. Like, we have our own vision of how we want to get married, or like, I could see them doing that.
Yeah. But I hope they do get married on the show.
But when he said, this is not how it's supposed to go in the preview, I'm thinking you could be talking about so many different things.
Yeah. Somebody could have messed something up, but let's talk about two. I guess we kind of have to talk about the other couple first. But I just love how, like we said before, Brett is always there. Like, when something is going on, something's going down with the guys, he is always there. When Old Girl didn't show up for the dress fitting, I don't know if he should have told him at that moment. I feel like the timing was a little off, because it was like, just let the man get the suit. But I don't know.
I feel like Brett has been seeing this all come a mile away too.
Yeah.
And maybe he could have waited, but I'm glad he didn't.
It made for good TV for sure.
Okay. So we're just going to go ahead and go on to Jackie and Marshall. Now, you know, men can see things in the show that we don't always see, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we were first started watching the show, my husband was like, oh my goodness, like, Marshall's got an anger issue. Like, he can really, like, he's got an anger issue, and he can get crazy. And I was like, oh, I don't see it. Mm-hmm. And now, after everything that's happened, I'm like, you ever notice, like, sometimes he gets his face, like.
He clenches his lips.
Yeah, and he tried to hold it all in, but he just looked like, if this camera wasn't here right now.
Ooh-wee, I said the same thing. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
But Jackie's definitely had
anger management issues in the past. I don't know. Like, that's very true, though. I can see it in his eyes for sure.
Yeah, you can see it in his eyes. If these cameras wasn't here, I would be going toe-to-toe with you right now, allegedly, okay?
Allegedly, especially with Josh.
Yeah, he was really ready.
In the past, they was about to go for blows.
Yeah, and he was all for it. Like, he has this outer appearance, like, oh, I'm such a nice guy, I'm emotional, but he was ready to go toe for toe.
Yeah, he was. But I am still Team Marshall, because Jackie just irritated me, because from the beginning, why are you here?
See, I try to be nice, because she is like a woman of color, like she's Hispanic. Like I was trying to be like, okay, I want this, you know, Latina flair. Like I'm all for it. But she went to the other crazy side.
Her maturity level was not there.
Not at all.
I feel like, let's just side note, if you were gonna go on a show like this, you gotta have your mental gotta be together, because it's so many things that's gonna be thrown at you.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand about shows like Love is Blind, the other one, Married at First Sight, mm-hmm. when people go on these shows thinking it's going to be rainbows and sprinkles, mm-hmm. like, listen, mm-hmm. you're marrying a stranger. You're getting engaged to a person that you've never seen before. Exactly. So many things are going to happen. If you're not here, if you're not ready mentally for this, like, why are you even signing up for this type of show? And I feel like Jackie just was not prepared
at all
for this. And I felt like she wanted to be, I think she genuinely did want to meet somebody that was going to like put her in a different position to where she wasn't dating the same type of man that she was before. Cause she did voice that. She's like, you know, I did the same type of guy, whatever, whatever. But I just feel like she didn't really want it. She, like, even with Marshall, she's like, he's who I need.
Yeah. And she knows that that's what she needs, but she's not at a place where she's able to be open to accept it.
Yeah. And
I heard, okay, so did you see the letter she posted? Or I don't know how it came out, but word came out basically that she helps, like, her family a lot. Like, she... and that her dad is sick and all this and that.
I think that's what it was too.
And it's like, you knew all this was going on and you still decided to come on the show. And then we should have been informed somewhere in the show that you had all this going on, because you just on here looking crazy.
Well, she did. She talked about it on the honeymoon, because she had a breakdown on the vacation. She had a breakdown there because they were having a good time and she was having like a panic attack or something.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I'm just thinking about, I gotta go home. And it's so much stuff going on with my family. And he's like, I'm here for you. Like, I'm not, he never once like made her feel like she needed to give him more, or like, it was not about him.
Right.
And I feel like she didn't make it about him in that moment, but it's hard for another person to sit there and just take it. Like, you're crying, you're upset, you don't want to talk to me. You're like, one minute you're hugging me, the next minute you're like, I don't want to talk to you, pushing, you know, like locking me out the bathroom, the next minute you want me to come in. And it was just like, he was just at her mercy.
Yeah.
And he didn't really get to enjoy his experience because he had to go based off of whatever her mood was. And mm-hmm. I think that's why it was like a slap in the face at the end of the day when she was just like, I can't give you what you want. And he's like, bro, I never asked you for anything.
When she just kept breaking down, I was just like, this is.
I did feel bad for her though.
I felt bad for her, but I also felt like it was just wrong to like put him through that.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like you said, she should have never came on the show. And then to get to the point where he said, to give him back the ring.
Yeah.
And he had so much like entitlement of the ring.
Yeah, she's like, no, because you know why? She's probably gonna go sell it.
That's what everybody's saying. Everybody's like, that ring is gone, it's pawned.
He pawned that ring. He said, I hope every time you look at that ring, you think about you messed up on a good thing. I said, I know that's right, Marshall. You gotta tell her, okay? Because I felt like he was exactly what she needed.
Yeah.
He was a solid support system.
Yeah.
He did not judge her. He did not make her feel bad about having these breakdowns. Right. All he literally, side note, ladies, that is a makings of a good man. Now, I don't know about I can't speak for his anger stuff, because we did see that there.
Yeah,
but as far as him like holding her down emotionally, not judging her for it, not throwing it in her face, but literally just being there.
Yeah.
And like being present with her, sitting by the door, like waiting. He wasn't pushy, I don't feel like. I feel like he was just like making himself available.
Yeah.
And he took a break when he needed to take a break instead of lashing out on her, because like her emotions did start to affect him. Anybody that you're with, whatever you're feeling is, they're going to be affected by that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
We're in the same proximity and everything that you feel, I'm going to feel it too, because it's only two of us in here. And I felt like she didn't really give him no credit for that. It was just like the next day, it was just like nothing ever happened. Everything was on her terms. Like when he finally spoke up for himself, I was like, yeah, good for you. Like, you know, like I'm a person too.
Yeah.
And I have to figure out what's going to also be best for me, because I can support you through all these things. But if you don't come back at the end of the day and say, hey, babe, like, I'm sorry, I was having a moment. But I also want to be here for you. Thank you for being supportive of me. Like, how are you feeling about this?
Yeah.
Like, she never, everything was all about her. And okay, as women, we can do that sometimes. Like, we can just, especially if a man is catering as he was making her breakfast. He was like doing everything for her. And you can't just take. Like, it didn't feel like there was anything that she was giving back into him, pouring back into him. If anything, she was taking even more away from him by saying he was less of a man, by not being aggressive with her. It's like, he probably looking at your mental state of mind, like, why am I finna sleep with this lady and she is tripping?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, she's just all about trying to sleep with him. And I could only imagine, even the first time when they had talked about it, he was just like, okay, you know?
But then he said, I don't know if you caught this part, but he said that she wanted him to like choke her and slap her around. And he was like, I'm just not that guy. Like, I could be aggressive, but that's not my type of aggression. Like, cause it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Not choking is okay, but I mean, like, not slap around.
And Jackie about his height, he ain't
smacking. Yeah, like, come on now. And I don't know, I felt bad for him though, because I felt like he really wanted this to work. He put his all into it. But emotional maturity is very important for a marriage, a relationship. And for her to not be able to see both sides or to take into account his emotions at all, and for her to just throw certain things in his face, it was just like, that's not cool. And it's not healthy. He said it too. This is why I say, like, he has the potential to be a great man, because he is very aware.
Yeah.
He was like, she likes toxicity in relationships.
Yeah.
She needs the drama. Yeah. And I can't give that to her.
Yeah. She definitely wants the drama.
Yeah. He saw it right off bat. And I'm like, there are literally people like that, that if there's no drama involved, if there isn't a little whatever, they feel like, oh, he's boring.
Yeah.
Or, oh, he should be more aggressive. Or or he's not masculine enough. Like, people mistake that for masculinity. Yeah. It's toxic masculinity. And it's not healthy.
Like, he don't really like me unless he, you know,
pulling me in, like,
yeah,
throwing his cell phone on me and, you know, like doing all this stuff. It's like, this man is over here like working. He trying to build an empire. He trying to be respectful. He trying to be present with you. He's trying to get to know you. He's trying to love on you. And he's trying to be everything that, because he sees what you need.
Yeah.
Because he's already took a bird's eye view and he can see the areas where you're hurt, because he has that maturity.
Yeah.
So I feel like he wasn't judging her, because he saw the areas that she was hurt, and he just wanted to love her through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he thought he could love her through it.
Yeah. And that's a mistake too, because sometimes if people are not ready, sometimes it does work in that way, but if people are not ready to accept the things and are not ready to heal and are not ready to receive that, you cannot be that for somebody. And it's not your responsibility.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what I think it was? I felt like he could love her through it. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she wanted the toxicness was like, okay, now this isn't going to work, because now I know that being toxic is part of your want. And that is something I can do for you.
Yeah.
And I think that was the, all right, like.
That's why she went back to Josh.
Okay, because
and the way she did that so quick, girl, I was too through with her.
She's talking about it. It's the edit. It's the edit, girl. I don't care if it is the edit.
It wasn't no edit. It was not no edit. I sat there and watched that entire scene.
She said, "My hair is different. My hair is different." Anybody could throw their hair into a bun.
Listen. So she was trying to say that wasn't the same day as the bridal thing.
Yeah, she's trying to say that they broke up first, and then she saw him at the coffee shop. But it's like, if you had saw him at the coffee shop after the breakup, I feel like your body language would have been a lot more open.
Right.
Like, you would have been more free. Like, I feel like she was, from what I've seen, she was kind of reserved. And then at the end, they kiss and whatever. But, like, right. I feel like she would have walked into it. Like, when Zach walked into that situation with Bliss, he was like, I'm ready. Like,
Or I don't know if I believe her. I feel like she probably saying that just to make herself feel better. But excuse me, it's like, you guys had to have had a conversation. If you broke up with him first, you talked to Josh, other than at that party.
That's true.
Because at that party, you wasn't giving, oh, I'm finna leave Marshall. Like, absolutely. It was just like, I don't know. It was friendly, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm ready to leave Marshall.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I don't see her. I don't know. I feel like that conversation was before she broke up with him.
See, and I got to binge watch all these episodes between tomorrow and the reunion. I got to see everything, because I need to see this reunion live, okay?
Well, she's saying her hair was different when she broke up with Marshall and at the restaurant.
Yeah, she's trying to say,
girl, you wore your hair curly every day and you had a bun when you broke up with Marshall because she was moving. Now, I don't know.
People are like, you could throw your hair in a bun at any moment. This one girl's watching, like, look, I'm throwing my hair in a bun right now.
No, for real, like, no. Because I want to say, I got to watch the scene again. But I want to say she was like, yeah, I'm done with him or something like that. I don't know. Either way, I just feel like it's shady. And I feel like she just kind of like used it to kind of like stay on the show, because maybe not stay on the show.
Listen.
Because she told him she wouldn't want to marry Josh either.
Yeah. That was the shady part. That was the part that was like, wait, that's the part I think pissed everybody off, because like, why are you on the show? But did you see in the preview for the episode, for the wedding episodes, she was like, they said the three couples, and then they go featuring Marshall.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Okay, so they did the preview, and they're like, they said, okay, we're going to see if Zach and Irina, Micah and Paul, Chelsea and Kwame, Brett and Tiffany, featuring Marshall.
Yeah, because he's probably just going to be at somebody else's wedding.
he's going to be hosting it, I guess, with Vanessa and Nick.
Mm. Oh, was that for the reunion?
Yeah, no.
That was for the weddings. Okay.
Yeah, it's for the weddings. So, and I hope, and Jackie says she's coming to the reunion. I'm like, you better.
Yeah, she got some splaining to do.
A whole lot.
She got some splaining to do, Lucy. And Marshall, I don't know. I just hope he don't give Josh the time of day. Like, don't give him no energy. Just let it be what it's going to be. Also, side note, there's been chatter that Marshall should hook up with Ayana from last year. I mean, from the other season.
Oh!
Now, I think that would be a good matchup.
That would be
temperament-wise.
Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah, I think that would be good. So we'll see. But bottom line, these shows give you a lot to think about if you pay attention. Like, if you are in a relationship or looking to be in a relationship, there's certain things and signs that you should look for. Like, for one, like we talked about with Kwame and Chelsea, like, sis, if he's not that into you, let him be on his way. Never force a situation. Like, just let it be what it's going to be. Because if you have to start doing that, you're going to have to keep doing that.
Yeah, that part. You're going to have to keep doing it.
And it's not worth it. It's so many people out here. Like, the man is not interested. You need to open your eyes and pay attention.
That's it.
And do yourself a favor. Because let's not do that. And then the emotional maturity thing. If you are not ready for a relationship, a serious relationship, and you haven't dealt with, like, everything that's going on with you internally, whether that's family issues, whether that's you like toxic behaviors. A lot of people say they're like, I know I'm toxic. Don't invite nobody into that. That's not fair to bring another person into this when you know you're toxic. Toxicity is not a good thing. It's never a good thing.
At all.
So if that's something that you say, you need to go work on that before you bring somebody else into your mess. Like, please. So I feel like, you know, with certain people like Jackie, I just feel like we said, she should have never been on the show. But those are things you could start looking within yourself and working on. Like, you know, because if the perfect person walks into your life, you want to be ready.
Exactly.
Like, you don't want to have to be like, wait, hold on, let me go work on this real quick. You know, like, start working on it now. Like, if you're in your waiting period, like, you can be waiting, but just be working on yourself, working on things that you know is probably gonna, you know, has caused you issues before or whatever. It just makes it so much easier, healthier, really, happier.
And honestly, relationships are so much work anyways. Like, if you have that between, you might as well put it into yourself and
take care of the stuff you can take care of. Like, because some things are just going to be beyond your control. Right. A lot of things are going to be beyond your control. But the stuff that you can work on personally,
work on it.
Yep. So that brings us to the end of this episode, you guys. But we are so excited to see who stays with who and get some more insider tips on what is going on. I really wish you guys watched Vanderpump Rules, because the tea over there, honey, y'all not ready for that.
I'm not ready for that. I'm not at the point where I'm trying to figure it out. So,
okay, we could talk about that offline, because I know all the tea. Okay. I actually watched that show and y'all, it's crazy. I have nobody to talk about it with because none of my friends watch that show. So if you watch the show, DM me and we could talk about it. Anyways.
That's how I watch The Bachelor, okay?
Yeah, and me and her, I don't watch The Bachelor. But the TV piping hot, you guys.
Okay.
We're going to have to get a whole separate reality channel. But thank you guys so much for listening / watching. Make sure you guys are subscribed on YouTube at Somebody's Mama Podcast. Follow us on our social media networks, all of them, Facebook and Instagram. We're also on TikTok. We don't have anything posted over there yet, but we're on there, so go ahead and follow us.
We're working on it.
And we will see you guys next week. Bye.